friend. Do you call that a buddy?
No, no.
Could that be your buddy?
No, no.
I believe our pa's my buddy.
Yes.
'Cause he's just a dirty cat.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. That wraps up the first portion of this evening's program, which means we now turn to the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. First off, though, I must remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. Then I'm going to thank Vince over at themusicsover.com for everything he does, because it's a lot, you know, in some ways. And then we're going to start with the initial radio obituary for Mitch Margo, the American singer and songwriter, also artist and animator. Along with his brother, he was a member of the Tokens, best known for singing The Lion Sleeps Tonight. With the technical help of his son, he designed and developed a free online reading tool called the Margo Reader, which he hoped to eventually see in multilingual handheld devices that can be given to anyone who wishes to learn how to read. Mitch Margo just passed away at 70. It's the initial radio obituary just for him, and hey, let's break out some monkey content. So let's break out some monkey content. Right out of the gate. Because, of course, you're listening to Bubbles in the Think Tank.
As I was walking down the beach on the island of Bangui, I saw a little man with a monkey in his hand, and then I heard him say,
hup, hup, how much do you got for this monkey I got?
girls think he's so tough. It's a certain quality I can't put my finger on. Yes, he certainly has a lot of something I ain't got. What could it possibly be lacking from my personality? In terms of psychology, maybe I like people to feel sorry for me. Maybe I like people to feel sorry for me. He just sits there pretending he don't care, and yet more and more each day the girls pick him for prey. I'm quite sure that I'll fall in love sometime, but now I need to run around, and I hate to be turned down. What could it possibly be lacking from my personality? In terms of psychology, maybe I like people to feel sorry for me. Maybe I like people to feel sorry for me. Actually, if you think about it, I'm not the odd one. He is. Oh, there I go, rationalizing again. Gee whiz, gee whiz. Maybe tomorrow I'll put on a new face, and the girls will laugh at him. Me, they'll chase. Isn't that ridiculous? I know that it won't be. Of course they'll still chase him, and of course they'll laugh at me. What could it possibly be lacking from my personality? In terms of psychology, maybe I like people to feel sorry for me. Maybe I like people to feel sorry for me. Hey, maybe I like people to feel sorry for me. Yeah, maybe I like people to feel sorry for me.
So shy.
The post-initial radio obituary is for Scott Boyer, an American singer, songwriter, and guitarist. He was best known for co-founding the band Cowboy, but he first played in the band the 31st of February. One song that he wrote with Cowboy, I do believe it was later covered by Eric Clapton. It was Please Be With Me. After Cowboy's breakup, Boyer continued playing music, moving to Muscle Shoals in 1988 and playing with a band called the Decoys until quite recently. Scott Boyer just passed away at 70. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
It was a sellout crowd and the air was filled with the mighty yell. Some was carrying pennants, some said heaven and some said hell. And the referee stepped to the field and he flipped a coin and it revealed what every faithful Christian should believe. That Jesus was elected to receive. So let's get Jesus Christ the football, let him even up the score. Let it run in through the crossbars and beyond the cross no more. Let's give Jesus Christ the football. Let him even up the score. Let it run in through the crossbars and beyond the cross no more. Well, Satan, he used an onside kick. Thank God that Matthew was thinking quick. Satan, it was Christian's first intent. And with the strength that moved the rock, well, the Savior made him a mighty block. Found himself the way he'd been conceived. Free and clear, open to receive. So let's give Jesus Christ the football. Let him even up the score. Let him run it through the crossbars and beyond. Said forget the rule book, just defend. It isn't how we play, we got to win. But JC left them standing in their sin. So let's give Jesus Christ the football. Let him even up the score. Let him run it through the crossbars and beyond the cross no more. Let's give Jesus Christ the football. Yes, and even up the score. Half of which he's seen before.
The next radio obituary is for Aggie Lotz, the Estonian singer, mezzo-soprano, whose career was began in the mid-50s. She predominantly performed estrada, chamber, pop, polka, and jazz. Aggie Lotz just passed away at 85. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you. hinnatu, kuid mis see loeb? Vana ja noor, ta selgeks saavad ruttu. Tule mu armlas ühinevad tantsus käed. Katseta kord, üks ainus kord ja siis sa näed. Lõbus on tants, kus vaevalda kõik meelde jääb. Uudne rütm ja kaasa kiskub ram.
Rõõmustab mind, sa pilgus elmus vaikne näe. Mind ei rõõmustab, täna ma näen, Fortuna pole kitsi.
Oleks nii hea, kui teatiks vaid peal on saai.
Ja vendi kõlama jääks, te miinust meie lipsi. Tule mu armlas, sõetab su kaunis pall. Äremus peagi veidikene tundmarin, veidi tundmarin, nõnda kui sul ei astu ükski teine jall. Üksis samm on allutanud sin. Nüüd tantsi, üksis tantsi minu all. Nüüd tantsi, näed sa samm on vasti selge sul. Ja vals te juure leinud küll veel moes. Rohkem kui neist on siiski lüpsist juttu. Veidike veel ta tunnatu, kuid mis see loeb, sest vana ja noor ta selgeks saavad ruttu.
Vana ja noor ta selgeks saavad ruttu.
Lüpsi, lüpsi, lüpsi.
Sorry about that. The cleanup radio obituary is for Didier Lockwood, the French jazz violinist. He played progressive rock and jazz fusion with the band Magma in the 1970s. He was known for his use of electric amplification and experimentation on different sounds with the electric violin. Didier Lockwood just passed away at 62. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Didn't see that coming. Guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Barry Crimmins, the American stand-up comedian, political satirist, activist, author, and Air America radio writer and correspondent. He also founded a couple of comedy clubs here in the Boston area back in the 80s, the Ding Ho and Stitches. I do believe neither exists now. Pretty sure about that. Barry Crimmins just passed away at 64. He's the Weasel Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I'm drinking water, which is all right, although it makes my mouth taste like my mouth. Usually I drink soda water, which I like because you can spill it and no one cares. It's soda water. That's what you use to clean stuff up. The only thing that'll take that out of there is gravy. But another good thing we did in upstate New York, we have, for the time being at least, we've defeated fracking, which is good. We're too dependent on foreign oil. It's like, yeah, wait till we're too dependent on foreign water and see how you feel. All right, so that's the end of the water portion of the show. We can't show the label because we're it's like porn beer. You know? Reach for the beer with the white socks and no pants. Porn beer. The gals love it when you spill it on them, honest. Not as crotchy as you'll catch me, but I don't drink. I like to drink. I am so sick of the craft beer shit. I gotta tell you, it's good. I like it. But it's, you know, beer is supposed to lubricate the conversation, not be the subject of it. You boring fucking assholes. Oh, it's got a hoppy finish with a weedy balance. Just shut the fuck up. What's the score of the game, asshole? Shut up. And I like the craft beer, but it's three times as strong as the shit I trained on for 38 years. But I drink it at the same rate as the other stuff. And this leads to some accidents. So the environment is bad. It's getting really bad, and we're ignoring the warnings. Do you know that mineshaft canaries have gone extinct? That's a warning right there, folks.
The pre and penultimate radio obituary is for LGMA Hinton, the African-American blues guitarist and vocalist based in North Carolina. She just passed away at 88. It's the pre and penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Why didn't it work? Come up home. You ain't creamy. I'm done today. My baby, my Wednesday.
happy for you, how sad. For your outside man, if you don't love me, baby, I go home. Cornbread for my husband.
Let's see, that brings us to the antepenultimate radio obituary for Ronnie Butler, the famous Bahamian calypso and rake and scrape entertainer and singer. He's often referred to as the godfather of Bahamian music, with a career spanning more than 5 decades. Ronnie Butler just passed away at 80. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Now who put the pepper in the Rosaline? Who put the pepper in the Rosaline? Who put the pepper in the Rosaline? Oh Lord, I can't stand this pain. I want to know who put the pepper in the Rosaline? Who put the pepper in the Rosaline? In the Rosaline, oh Lord, I can't stand this pain. Listen, 2 Sissy was living in this apartment. 5 months gone by, they don't pay no rent. They never tip the maid a solitary cent. So she got some hot pepper, mixed it up in the Vaseline, and away she went. And here the Sissy,
who put the pep in the Vaseline? Now who put the pep in the Vaseline? That made my bogey on fire.
Put the pepper in the Vaseline. Oh Lord, I can't stand this pain. I want to know who put the pepper in the Vaseline. Who put the pepper in the Vaseline? Who put the pepper in the Vaseline? Oh Lord, I can't stand this pain. Listen,
they sent for a police to investigate. 1 o'clock in the morning, Sissy policeman knocking on the gate. 1:15, I heard that policeman shout,
hey!
Somebody put pepper inside my mouth. He was sucking bungie.
Who put the pepper in the Vaseline? Who put the pepper in the Vaseline? Who put the pepper in the Vaseline? Oh Lord, I can't stand this pain. I want to know who put the pepper in the Vaseline? Who put the pepper?
Kissed old Britain goodbye. Our freedom so long in coming. Also happier for you to cry. I'm not one to make believe that there's a lot of politics I can't begin to conceive. But I know that if we had lost in 71 to the late, we would have been independent since 1968. Woke after many dawnings, kissed old Britain goodbye, our freedom so long in coming, oh, so happy I feel to cry. Well now here we are, it's 1973, so many people with more education than me seem to think that the government is wrong, with the shoe on the other foot they'll be singing a song. After many dawnings, kissed old Britain goodbye. Our freedom so long in coming, are so happy if you cry. So I say that at last, with faith and common sense, we're moving forward to independence. This is our country, so after all, let's get together and push the ball.
Penultimate radio obituary is for David Ogden Stiers, the American film, stage, television, and voice actor best known as Major Charles Emerson Winchester III on MASH. He portrayed that role from 77 through the end of the series in 83, but he did lots of other stuff. He was in several Perry Mason television films. He was a voice in the 1991 Disney film Beauty and the Beast. Is also in Lilo and Stitch and its sequels and The Dead Zone. So he did lots of stuff I never saw, but the stuff was there. David Ogden Stiers just passed away at 75. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
In the 1800s, one of America's most beloved songwriters was Stephen Foster, composer of such familiar folk songs as Way Down Upon the Swanee River, I Come From Alabama with a Banjo on My Knee, Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair, The Sun Shines Bright on My Old Kentucky Home, Masses in the Cold, Cold Ground, Beautiful Dreamer, Hey Nelly, Camp Town Ladies, Old Dog Tray, and many more. But did it all come easy for him there in his office? Or did he occasionally suffer from writer's block?
Your publisher's here, Mr. Foster.
Fine.
Well, how's America's most beloved songwriter, the one and only Stephen Foster, today?
Terrible, Sam. I've run dry. Haven't got a song title in my head.
Don't depress your publisher like that, Steve, baby.
I tell you, I'm in trouble, Sam. I can't think of a song to save me.
Don't worry. You'll come up with something soon.
I know, but I haven't had a hit song in over 2 years. I can't think of a single line.
Well, you gotta keep your ear to the ground. Hey. There's inspiration all around you.
Really? Well, I don't know.
Here's the mail, Mr. Foster. There's a fan letter from way down upon the Swanee River.
Uh-huh. Just put it on that old dog tray there.
That what?
Some nut was in here selling trays with pictures of Cocker Spaniels on them. You ready for that? I bought one to help him out. Yeah, we got all the kooks in here. Get that, will you, Sam?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Well, some guy's out here with a banjo strapped to his knee.
Mr. Foster?
Yes?
I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee.
So?
It cut off the circulation.
See what I mean? That's the kind of interruptions I get around here.
Where are you going now?
I'm going to Louisiana, my true love for the sea.
Out! Out! I tell you, Sam, it's depressing. Gone are the days when my heart was young and gay.
Look, why don't you get away from New York for a while? Come down to my place in Kentucky for a couple days.
How's the weather down there? Pretty good?
Sure, the sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home.
Yeah?
Sure, we'll throw a little party, invite Laura Lee, Nellie Bly.
Hey, Nellie, I remember her.
You remember Jeannie?
Kid with the light brown hair.
Uh-huh.
Funny thing, I dreamt about her the other night.
You're a beautiful dreamer, Steve. She's a knockout.
Yes?
Mr. Foster, sir?
Yes, what is it, Frumley?
Where shall I file these Bach oratorios?
Stick them down in the basement.
Oh, it's awfully damp down there, sir. You sure you want to put these masses in the cold, cold ground?
So, put them in the attic. Just don't bother me. Now, that'll give you an idea what it's...
Here's a new vocal group wants to audition for you, Mr. Foster.
Well, what do you call yourself?
Camp Town Ladies.
Sing this song.
Doo-da, doo-da.
Forget it. I ask you, Sam, how can a man write hit songs in this nut house?
Ah, come on, let's go downstairs. I'll buy you a good cigar.
Wait a minute. What did you say?
I said, come on downstairs, I'll buy you a good cigar.
Come on downstairs, I'll buy you a good cigar, dear. At last, I'm writing again.
That was even Harry Shearer on that one. When did that happen? The ultimate radio obituary is for Mundell Lowe, the American jazz guitarist. He often worked in radio, TV, and film, and as a session musician in the film and TV arena in the 70s. You may have heard him working on soundtracks for Billy Jack and Everything You Always Wanted to Know About Sex But Were Afraid to Ask. He did music for Starsky and Hutch, and worked with Andre Previn's trio in the 90s. Mundell Lowe just passed away at 95. It's the ultimate radio obituary with one of those songs right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you.
Philadelphia on a recent date. A certain guy sat down at the 88 and he played a tune that kind of made you want to sing. So it did. But it had no words. All it had was sway. Till somebody hollered, hoodladdle, a 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 hoodladdle. Yes, it just sort of happened more or less that way. It's one of those things. Play it for me, Joe. Nothing much, it was just the blues with a little bit of wrinkle that was hardly news. Still the folks came in and even some went out. One or two went out, but the ones that stayed stayed all night to shout. Thought they just up and hollered, hoodladdle, hoodladdle, it just sort of happened more or less that way. More or less.
Don't know how it happened.
So if you want to sing and you don't know how, still you'd like to join in every then and now, take a cue or two from all the boys in Quaker Town. Little book bone. And when you hear boogie woogie, wait until the phrase comes round. And this is where you all are.
Hoodladdle, 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 hoodladdle.
And it will just sort of happen more or less that way. Yes, sir, it'll just sort of happen, more or less that way. It's one of those things.
Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot, I do, eh? Come out of my house, come on. Come out of my house, come on. Come out of my house, I'm gonna give you figs and dates and grapes and cakes, eh? Come out of my house, come on. Come out of my house, come on. Come out of my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come out of my house, I'm gonna give you everything. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you marriage ring and a pomegranate, do I? Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you peach and pear and I love your hair. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you East Side. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you everything, everything, everything. Come on to my house.
was at a dance when he caught my eye, standing all alone, looking sad and shy. We began to dance, swaying to and fro, and soon I knew I'd never let him go. Blame it on the bossa nova.
Nearly wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Mundell Lowe, and just about wraps up tonight's episode too. One final song to go out on, then we're going to hand it over to another radio show. See you all week long over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, and we'll be back here next week for more silliness for your stick shaking action, because I wouldn't want to leave you to your own devices. So like I said, last song, then we'll hand you over and we'll be here next week, but I'll talk to you all week long while you stay tuned the whole time to your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.